My friend the other day didn't realise that you can't cook a whole chicken in a frying pan. Welcome to Can I Speak to Your Manager, the podcast that
Cher is going to do a cover of, and it's going to do way better than the original.
So much better! Although I haven't seen Mamma Mia 2 yet.
I haven't, but I'm very much looking forward to Cher's album of ABBA covers.
ABBA covers. Apparently she only does two, and the only reason I know that is because I have Cher's email address.
You can't have an album of two songs, that's a single.
No, the whole album is an album, but Cher does two of them.
So she's releasing an album, but with two ABBA covers.
She's not doing an album with ABBA covers.
She is. It's on Twitter.
Is it?
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Oh, missed that bit.
Up next on Jordan Doesn't Know What Gay People Are Talking About.
Everything. I don't know what a butt plug was until yesterday.
That's a lie.
What?
You knew what one was.
Well, I've seen one from a distance.
Oh, first time you've used one.
No, I didn't use one yesterday.
Well, then your sentence doesn't make any sense.
Okay, anyway.
Next on Jordan puts things in his bottom.
Oh, God, this podcast. Anyway, today our theme is...
theme parks.
It's theme parks.
I'm going to interrupt you and talk over you, which our listeners love. It's theme parks.
I know.
I love theme parks at the moment, but by the time we get to the end of the podcast, our minds might be changed.
And I don't love theme parks, although my thing that I've discovered that I have to do is if I want to go on a ride is get stinking fucking drunk.
Why don't you like theme parks?
Because I just don't get why it's thrilling to be on something that straps you in very tightly and projects you at 80 miles an hour towards nothing. And your like bowels want to just come out of your stomach.
Okay, right. Some of the things you've described there, I think are directly on your online profiles that you're into.
Okay, no, they're not!
Being strapped into something.
No.
Having your bowels moved around.
That is definitely not on there.
Oh, is it just too much at the same time?
Yeah, and not being projectiles somewhere at 80 miles an hour. It's not happening.
Who doesn't like being thrown around?
Me, because I just remember my dad driving.
Up next on Jordan's harrowing experiences, we get pizza too.
Oh God, on with the show. Joey, you're going to start us off this week, aren't you?
I am. It's from Timus, or Timus.
Timus?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a Time Lord or something?
I thought it was a watchmaker.
No, that's Timex.
Okay, might be an off-market.
It's a non-gendered watchmaker.
A knockoff brand.
Yes. Anyway, let's hear this.
We visited Legoland in Windsor after a long road trip from the north of Scotland.
The north of Scotland! They're coming down! They were like, oh my God, what are we going to do today? Aye, that's what we're going to do. We're going to spend 8 hours in a car going to Windsor. And not even to go see the fucking castle. They're going to Legoland.
You're setting yourself up for failure, really.
You are. I mean, go and see the Quine. Go to Funky Wood. It's a really
go
nice
see
restaurant.
Yas Quine.
Yas Quine.
To the Southwest back in October 2014. Side note, this review is dated the 30th of July 2018. So they've sat on this for 4 years.
Also, we're not in the Southwest.
Geography's not Timus's strong point. After a day in the park, we got back to find that our lovely old Land Rover, full of everything for our holidays, including all the kids' cloths and favourite toys, had
cloths.
Been... Yeah, cloths. Not clothes, cloths. It might be blankies.
Just don't own any clothes, it's
no,
just
cloths. Loincloths, okay. Burlap sacks, you know, what you keep your children in.
Cute.
Had been stolen and later found burnt out after being dumped at a nearby railway station.
What?!
Their car had been stolen. Their kids' cloths and favourite toys have been stolen, burnt, and left by a radio.
Hang on, is the Land Rover gone or just the cloths?
The Land Rover, everything is gone.
Okay, that's right. Sorry, I just thought they went, I'm going to take these cloths, go and burn them by Windsor train station.
It wasn't that the staff weren't bothered. They did their best to help.
Well, if you're standing in a car park, sans car... with maybe some rags around, just being like, oh, there's the evidence. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah,
what can they do?
Legoland staff should have been out there with the Legoland mobile solving this crime, busting this case wide open.
Oh my God. Have you been to Legoland?
No, never.
You've never been to Legoland?
I need my lawyer here if you're going to continue this line of questioning, but I've never been to Legoland.
Oh, I will kind of hover there. But at the same time, I feel like the kind of actors that do the live shows would definitely be so up for trying to find this Land Rover currently.
Well, anything to kind of recover from that drama degree that's not paying for itself right now. I'm going to be in films.
Okay, right. That felt pointed.
You did a dance degree. That's way more useful.
Is it?
Next week on Jordan's failed degrees.
Oh, God.
It wasn't that the staff weren't bothered. They did their best to help. But what was so disappointing is that we were parked in the main car park.
Hang on. What? Okay, I'm going to let you keep going.
Let me carry on.
Okay.
Yards from the entrance, yet there were no barriers on the way out like you see at many large car parks. No CCTV and precious little security. We would love to go again, but because up until that horrible realization that we had lost everything and our kids had a great time. Are they living out of their Land Rover?
They're literally, it's weighing up like, do I give this a 1 star or maybe I should give it a 2 or a 3? Like, I mean, we did have a good day. We saw the dragons.
We saw some Lego. We had a good day.
Also, what would have happened if there was a barrier? They're not going to stop everyone and go like, is this your car? And they're going to go, yeah. And he goes, all right, on you go. It's not going to happen.
I don't know many car thieves that are going to be deterred by a barrier.
No, I don't think that either.
But it is disappointing to hear that there are still problems with thefts from the car park, so we will avoid for now. I'm sorry, Timus, but thefts happen everywhere.
Well, considering that they have still, there's a possibility that they might be won back by Legoland, that I don't think this deserves a 1 star.
No, I think Legoland can win this over.
Yeah, although you did lose everything, your life, your hopes, your dreams, your children's cloths.
Yeah, if you're going to live in your Land Rover, maybe, don't.
Just don't, don't.
Perhaps Lego can spend some of their billions on making a visit to a Legoland a safe and secure experience by improving security. All right, every car park I've ever been to has got a sign up, something to the effect of, if your shit gets stolen, ain't our fault.
Oh yeah, the classic, like, we take no responsibility for anything you fucking do in this car park.
Yeah. So security will be inside there, and I'm sure they've got anti-terrorist people. And security is kind of inside the park, not car park. Your 1 star review is moronic. Timothy, you should be ashamed, and I hope your walk to Scotland was agonising.
This is from Thorpe Park, which is a place.
It is. It's in Surrey.
I never knew where it was.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, to hold bags.
You're doing theme parks wrong.
Yeah, I don't like theme parks.
Theme parks, musicals. Next week on Things Jordan Doesn't Like.
London. It's just a running thing of what I don't like. Anyway, so this is brilliant. My sister went to Thorpe Park a couple of weeks ago and said how she was stuck on Colossus for 2 hours.
Is that the ride or the X-Man?
I think it's the ride.
I'd like to get stuck on Colossus from the original X-Men trilogy for 3 hours.
Wait, who was he? Which one was he?
Daniel Cudmore.
Oh, you know his name. Mm. You've thought about this.
I have.
Is he the one that made the metal?
Yes.
Not the one from Deadpool. You don't like him?
No. Not the CGI one.
Okay.
The original X-Men films.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
She panicked and woke up in the middle of the night, since so to attempt and put her to fear aside. I'm literally reading this word for word.
No, dude. Let's try and see what you think they mean.
We went there as a family yesterday. So I think she's saying that her sister went to Thorpe Park in a dream and she got stuck on a ride.
Is this 1 star review based on a dream?
I don't know at this point, but I feel like the family's gone. Do you know what? You've had this really bad, experience in the dream world, and thought, you know what? We're going to do a bit of CBT. That's not cock and ball torture.
I was going to say.
Before you say anything, it's cognitive behavioural therapy. Studied that in year 12. Thank you, Miss... Oh, I can't remember her name. What was the name of my teacher? Miss Bond.
Keith.
Miss Bond, and she was American. She'd always go, Tarika Narula, sit down. Her name was Tarika.
I don't know who these people are.
Oh, they're just people.
It's. I guess you had to be there.
Yes, at school. Anyway, so they thought we're going to take them to Thorpe Park and cure her.
Okay, so if I've got a phobia of wasps and someone takes me to Wasp Land, I'm not going to be happy about that.
Is there a Wasp Land?
I don't think people are thinking this through.
No. I'm disgusted and genuinely feel it was the worst decision ever.
Whose decision was it? Was it Thorpe Park's decision or was it her decision?
I think it was the sister's decision, thinking like, oh, this is brilliant. We're going to do this. We're going to get it out of her system. She doesn't need to worry about this shit anymore. She's all good. But that's obviously not what happened.
What happened?
Half the rides weren't working. Rides stopped midway once again. And as far as for the staff, I must say, they are the most rude and ill-mannered staff I have ever seen at a family theme park.
How many rude people has she been exposed to at a family theme park?
Apparently all of them.
Is there a league table?
Who's
rookie by? We don't know who the review's by. I can't make fun of people's names. I need to give them a name, Jordan.
Okay, hang on. Sally.
Fucking Sally.
Good old Sally. Anyway, so Sally continues.
Bad decision, Sally.
Yeah, she's also got an Excel spreadsheet. You can tell that she's one of those people.
What, rudest theme park staff, league table, with different criteria as well.
And then that's in the folder of days out that didn't go to plan. Mm. And then that's in the folder of organised fun.
Sally sucks the fun out of things.
Yeah. This is brilliant. Down at Southend Adventure Park, the staff make a genuine effort to entertain and interact with children and adults alike. The queues are dealt with much quicker, and we did around 18 rides.
Good for them.
She's comparing it to a 5-star resort. Mm. Southend Adventure Park.
I've not heard of Southend Adventure Park.
Neither have I. Maybe we should go.
We should.
At Thorpe Park, we did 2 and then paid for parking.
So you did 2 rides, then paid for parking.
Yeah.
You're not doing it in the right order, Sally.
Thorpe Park is literally just grabbing any cash they can get hold of. They either need to have a fast revamp of the theme park or reduce their prices.
Oh, I think what Sally's done here is she's mistaken Thorpe Park, the theme park, for Thorpe Park, the charity.
Is there a Thorpe Park charity?
There is not. I'm being facetious. Oh, it's a money-making business. Come on.
It is not worth the money whatsoever. With the cash they're stacking up on, they really need to make sure some proper seating areas with some shade and fix their power cuts excuse.
What?
Apparently,
so
there's power cuts.
She wants to go to a theme park to sit in the shade. Stay at home.
Yeah.
There's more shade there and you don't have to pay for parking.
Honestly. Or just enjoy the summer weather for once.
Is this a recent review?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Awesome.
Fucking Sally.
Come on, Sally.
Possibly better train their staff too. Darren Brown's ghost train is a disaster of an idea and not worth an 80-minute wait at all. You're pushed around in the stinking heat. Chessington's Tomb Blaster is a much better bet.
Stinking heat?
Yes.
I've not come across that.
Stinking heat?
I've come across sweltering heat, prickly heat.
I've definitely heard of stinking heat.
Oh, yeah, on the tube. Never mind. Shut it down.
That's stinking heat. The side note is, she's literally as if she's like comparing boyfriends. She's going like, oh, well, Chessington does it better. Like, Chessington touched me better.
Legoland's got a bigger dick.
No.
Well,
literally, and he can extend it whenever he wants. He just adds a few bricks. Nothing will actually be done about Thorpe Park as far as I'm concerned, but I definitely would not recommend it to anyone at all. Please! Just go somewhere else and actually enjoy the day. 1 star.
Did her sister get over a phobia?
I don't think so. I think she then got stuck again on Colossus, probably upside down. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Thank you for all the feedback on the podcast as well.
I know, we've had some really great reviews, both in person and online.
We would rather the online ones.
We would rather the online ones. So if you're one of our dozens of subscribers, please leave us a good review or just, you know, post us some cash or...
Post us some cash? Yeah, just a brown envelope.
Yeah, we're not going to do Patreon because there's a paper trail and they take a cut. So just send us a 20. Give us a tip.
Yeah, just put it in my pants when you see me.
Yeah, like, well, we're not dressed like go-go dancers, but you can treat us like them.
We can do what you want. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Can I Speak to Your, and on Facebook we are Can I Speak to Your Manager, because there is no character limit.
And if you for any other email inquiries or to send us hilarious 1-star reviews or anything else, it's canispeaktoyour@gmail.com.
Yeah, just send us hate mail.
Send us hate mail.
I like that.
If you do like the podcast, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing. We are coming to other platforms soon because Brian, your new best mate,
but Bessie Bryan at Anchor, who are our hosts at the moment, has told us that we will be available on Android and all of those good platforms by the end of the week. And if we're not, Brian, I am coming for you. And I know you live.
Do you?
I can find it. Reverse Google image searches, profile picture. It's all, you know, that's how I do these things.
They do profile pictures now.
Yeah, on Anchor, the support staff have got profile pictures.
Anyway. Thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you enjoyed our reviews as much as we enjoyed not enjoying them.
And we will see you next week. Take care, and whatever you do, make sure you are leaving the best reviews in the world for the fuckery of the earth.
Enjoy it or don't, your choice.